I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on affordable housing. With me is Lindsay Blair, Executive Director of 2B Developments, a project management firm involved with building affordable housing across Canada. Lindsay brings her skills and expertise to Lanark County and is currently involved with the Linden Housing Cooperative Project in Perth. Hi, Lindsay. Thanks for driving all the way from Ottawa today and to be here.
Of course. It's great to be here today.
So let's start with a bit of background on your company, 2B Developments. What do you do?
Sure. So 2B provides project management and development consulting services. And about 5 to 6 years ago, we started transitioning the areas of focus of our company. We were primarily working with private organizations and really wanted to start contributing to addressing the housing crisis across Canada. So we do primarily focus on now building affordable housing projects.
So you were recently hired as project manager for the new Linden Housing project in Perth, co-op in Perth. What are your responsibilities in that position?
Yeah, so the Linden project, which I was thrilled to be brought on board for, having grown up in Perth, we did a range of things. So we helped Linden understand what the capital costs requirements were going to be, not just to build the project, but also to get through the pre-development process. And then also identify to them the types of grants that they can apply to and assist it with applying for those grants. And then in addition to that, helping really assemble the project team that would help the project get through pre-development as well as construction. And really, it was kind of like herding cats. We basically make sure everyone's moving in the right direction towards set milestones and just trying to keep everything under control.
And quite a bit of money now has become available for use. Tell us about that for a second.
Yeah, the Linden project has been quite successful in getting grant funding and capital funding. During the pre-development stages, we were able to get $80,000 from CMHC through their seed program, which is a huge amount for CMHC to provide through that program. So that was a grant that Linden was able to use to help cover pre-development cost. And then once we hit the milestone where we were able to apply to the capital stream under the co-op fund, we were successful in getting just over $12 million in capital funding. Of that $12 million, about $3 million is actually a grant that Linden won't have to repay back. And the balance will be a loan that will be amortized over 50 years at a low interest rate.
Now, I understand that you put up some of your own money for this project.
Yeah, we did. Myself personally, I really wanted to see this project get built in Perth. And as I said, you know, growing up in Perth, there's a personal tie to the project for me in that sense. And one of the tricky parts of building affordable housing or really any project is getting through the pre-development process to building permit, which is often when you then get access to your capital. And so one of the things that we did was once we hit a certain point in the pre-development process, we stopped invoicing Linden for our time and accumulated that time and those fees towards their equity to the project and then just deferred as much as we could in cost for Linden. And so that ended up being about $150,000 that we provided to Linden as a contribution towards their total pre-development cost.
It sounds like you have a lot of faith in this project, and not to mention very generous of you as well.
I mean, I can't say enough about the board. There's a ton of faith in the board and all the effort that the board has put into the project. And we really believed in the project from day one and we're willing to put our skin in the game to make the project happen.
Nice. Is co-op housing an affordable approach, do you think, in addressing the housing crisis?
I think so. There's a few different approaches to providing a supply of affordable housing. Co-op housing is one of those options. What I like about co-op housing is that the members become empowered, and there's never going to be this feeling of, well, what happens if the building gets sold? and how long will my rents be affordable and preserved? And the co-op model really helps protect the affordability in the long term for members, as well allows the members to feel empowered. So members become part of the board once they join the co-op and have duties within the co-op. The type of stuff that homeowners feel empowered about when they own their home, members gain some of that, which is one of the biggest impactful parts of co-op housing.
I heard you speak recently at the celebration for the Linden Project, and I thought, you know, your passion and dedication were so evident. Talk about that for a second.
I get asked that question a lot because a lot of people who work with our team and directly with me often raise the fact that I'm overly passionate. I do have an elite background as an athlete, so I'm also extremely competitive and always looking to ensure that we succeed in what we're doing. But I think back to COVID, and 2021, I sat on the Affordable Housing Committee in Smiths Falls and met a range of people who were able to shine light on many issues around affordability that I really valued that time. And again, during COVID, I, for the first time myself, really saw homelessness start to happen in Perth. So when I would come home to see my mom and to come to town, you would see it. And, you know, I didn't see that growing up here. And that really stuck with me. And knowing the differences between homelessness in rural and small communities versus homelessness in urban communities, I feel that rural and small communities really got impacted by COVID-19 with rent evictions and people coming to smaller communities to find affordable housing options for home ownership really impacted the supply of what did exist for affordable rental supply in these communities. And disproportionately, seniors have been affected by that. And it really drives me to try to find solutions so that those who are in their 60s or who are in their 70s who were renting at $500, $600, $700 a month, you know, when they get rent evicted, their new reality is double or three times that. And it's pretty impossible to enter that reality. And they become an extremely vulnerable population. And I just feel it's unfair. And that's one of the main drivers for me is to try to find solutions to bringing housing to that population, as well as, you know, there's other vulnerable populations too. And again, we just don't see the right type of housing, the adequate supply and diversity in housing in small rural communities. So that's really what drives the whole team is bringing those solutions.
I can see why you're so committed to affordable housing. You've just answered my question. You know, you were an elite athlete, and you still look like you're an elite athlete, even if you're not at the moment. How does one go from being an elite athlete into the transition into the world of construction and development? Mm-hmm. And why? I guess you've just answered some of that, you know, seeing what's happening in small areas in Perth, which is your hometown. So maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's I call myself a washed up athlete now. I still train, but as we were discussing before the interview, it's more so training for life now.
Training for life. Yeah. I like that.
Yes. I had a unique upbringing in that I was an alpine ski racer. And so I didn't really go to school often, actually, even early in my elementary.
You played hooky and skied, did you?
Yeah, pretty much. and, you know, I was afforded the opportunity to go to places like Europe and South America at
Incredible.
The time when I didn't even have a cell phone, right? And so you're navigating these worlds as a 13-year-old and 14-year-old without immediate access to information too. So it was a really unique upbringing. And skiing is both kind of a team sport in that you travel with a team, but it's also a really individual sport too. And it's hard, much like, you know, any elite sport and athlete, and what they go through. But I guess, it has impacted me in the way that I just haven't had a conventional approach to life really since I was young. And after sport, I got injured and basically had to face the reality of going to school full time, which I never did, and, you know, trying to fit in to a world that I felt like I just didn't really fit into for several reasons. And I've always had an interest in real estate. And so I started getting into real estate when I was 19, and went through all the different, you know, types of real estate that you can get into, renovating a single family home, owning some rental properties, and it just evolved. And I never went to school for what I'm doing.
Incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, I did go to school for accounting, and that's my, you know, I really love numbers. But I also really love doing things with my hands, and I'm a hands-on type learner. And it was really organic. But what led me through my career so far has been just following my passion. And I guess that's the correlating factor to being an athlete, is you're driven by passion. So I've never kind of decided my work on anything but just following what I'm passionate about.
Right, right. And that really shines through. Just talking to you and knowing everything that you're doing now. So I think we'll maybe just leave it right there, unless there's something else that you wanted to add before we finish.
No, I think we've, you know, the one thing I'll leave the messages is I really think our rural and small communities are where the solution to the housing crisis sits. And, you know, we're doing our best to bring as many projects as we can to these communities.
Great. And you're doing a fantastic job. I really appreciate you coming in today to talk with us.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you very much. Lindsay Blair is Executive Director of 2B Developments, and I never did ask you what the 2B means.
My dad's last name was Blair. My mom's last name is Bailey. And so it's for them.
2B. And also, things are to be developed.
Yes. Yes.
As
they
well.
Are. Yes.
2B Developments. It works for me. Thanks so much, Lindsay. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.